And now it's time for the Coach's Show with Sterling Head Football Coach Dan Harris on Sterling High School Radio. And welcome to another edition of the Coach's Show right here on Sterling High School Radio. I'm your host, Rob Strauss, and joined by the head football coach of Sterling High School, Dan Harris. Coach, welcome to another. It's your second consecutive podcast, so you come back for round two. We appreciate you coming back.
Yep, thank you.
Taking a look at last week's game against Haddonfield, a big game, Colonial Conference rival. You guys were getting all amped up for it. I know the school was amped up for it. Tell us a little bit about how the game went for it. Obviously, it didn't go the way that you wanted it to, losing the game by a touchdown, but some of your thoughts on the game as a whole.
I thought we had a lot of highs and lows. Consistency on defense we lacked. But we're getting better. We're going to keep working, and I think the kids did a good job.
One of the biggest home opener crowds that we've ever seen here at Sterling. Most of the fact had to do with, I think, mostly because it was of the product that we were playing against mm-hmm. in Haddonfield. Did the crowd help the kids at
yeah.
all? That help you guys out a little bit? You guys get a little amped up coming out of the tunnel?
Yeah, I think anytime you have eyes on you, you're gonna perform a little bit better. And I think and the excitement, you could tell the kids were pretty pumped up. So it was great. It was a good experience.
Both teams out to a really quick start in this one, scoring two touchdowns between the two of you guys in roughly 90 seconds. Is that really kind of what you expected, or is that just kind of luck of the draw there?
No, I didn't know what to expect. Luckily we were scoring points. They're tough defense. If you check their scores for the past few years, they don't give up any points, and we scored a good amount of points. We ran the ball pretty effectively. So I was happy with the way we performed on offense.
Speaking of running the ball effectively, second play of the game from scrimmage, Charles Naoni Carter rips off a 72-yard touchdown run mm-hmm. Off that right side, which he's had a lot of success, even going back to the Woodbury game, had a lot of success with that. Is that what you expected out of him this year? Is this kind of like, is he more of a pleasant surprise, or like, is this what you thought he was going to do for you guys this year?
No, we knew Charles was pretty talented, fast in the open field, and we're trying to give him those opportunities. A lot of guys, we have a lot of speed at every position. So, not just him, but, he's done a great job. I think he's going to capitalize, and he's going to continue to do well for us.
And the thing that I like about Charles a lot is it's a name that we did not call at all last year, mm-hmm. and mostly because of Devon Tucker in the backfield. When you have a 1,000-yard rusher in the backfield, it gives those other guys not really a big chance to get into the offense a little bit. But he's really been a shining star for you guys in the first couple games.
Yeah. I think the kids are realizing, we're offensively, we do things based off what the defense has given us. And if it's your numbers called, you got to, make the most of your opportunity. And I think he's doing that right now.
What's his work ethic like in practice? How does he, is he a team leader? What's his role on the team outside of the playing field?
He's one of the captains, one of the vocal leaders. More of a strong, silent type, but, at times he gets pumped up in practice, gets the other kids going. He's a leader. He works, definitely he works hard. He's a kid, you know he's going to show up every day, he's going to be there early, and he's going to be working hard. You don't have to ever correct him.
His dad's a really, really big guy, mm-hmm. Works in our front office here as our attendance officer. That guy's humongous, and starting to wonder when Charles is going to start taking some. His dad's like, what, 6'5", 6'6", something mm-hmm. like that. Big, big, big guy. And he's playing, Charles is anyway, all of almost like his dad's frame. He's playing really, really well for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awesome. Just keep scoring touchdowns.
Got one on the ground. Also got one in the air from C.J. Barrett. I think that was a 16-yard touchdown pass also in that first quarter. A lot of scoring in that first quarter, something that we didn't expect. Usually, at least last year's game with Haddonfield, more defensive. And this one, we got 28 points in that first quarter. Were you guys surprised by that at all?
Yeah, a little bit. Things worked out perfect. We kind of prepared. What front they were going to give us, and coverage wise, we practiced it all week, and it was there. So we capitalized on it. It was just how you draw it up as a coach, and we were pretty successful doing it.
You guys show a lot of different plays, even from that bunch formation. You guys can show a lot of different options, whether it's run. Even speaking of option, you even threw an option in there towards the end of the game. But a lot of passing coming from C.J. Barrett. I'm really impressed about how composed he is. in the pocket as a sophomore. And that's something that we haven't seen a lot of, a pocket passer when he drops back. I mean, he looks really comfortable back there.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. You know, we say to all the kids, as long as you take the coaching and do what the coaches ask of you, good things will happen, and he's doing that. So, you know, he's pretty confident in his ability, which we like.
The turnovers were a big part of that game, unfortunately, for Sterling's side. And three fumbles by Demir Hutchinson. And a lot of that he got from fighting for extra yards. Talk to us a little bit about Demir. And obviously, he's a workhorse. I mean, he'll get hit after gaining 5 yards, but he'll carry 5, 6, sometimes 7 defenders with him to gain an extra 7 or 8 yards.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's tough to tell a kid just to fall down when he's getting extra yards and getting first downs. But that's a tough part of coaching is, you know, telling the kid – teaching him when to go down and when not to go down. So I think, you know, we just got to do a better job securing the football. He's got to realize, you know, at our fullback position, you're running and there's a lot of guys in there. So there's going to be a lot of guys ripping away. So, he's got to secure the football.
How do you work on that as a coach in practice? Somebody who fumbled 3 times in key situations in a game. What kind of drills do you work on to have him hang onto the ball a little bit better?
No, we just do our same ball security drills and just rep it and you know, make them get better at it. You know, that's all we do. It's there's really no special remedy. There's no real special certain thing to make a guy do something different. You just got to drill it, and it's got to become like muscle memory, we say. So he's just got to do it correctly.
I have Demir in class, and he was telling me I was talking to him about the fumbles, and I said. He said to me, Strauss, you would have probably fumbled the ball too if you had 7 guys trying to rip the ball away from him. I said, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Is it good or bad that he's fighting for that extra? I mean, it's good that he's getting the extra yardage, but it's bad that sometimes he's coughing up the ball. How do you look at that as a coach?
I think it's good. Obviously, it's easier to pick out the bad stuff, but what about the good stuff? What about the other first downs he's getting to move drives forward? Maybe we don't get that drive. We don't drive into the red zone if he's not fighting for the extra yards. So, you know, there's certain times, yeah, I think he'll get better at it, when to go down and when not to.
Kind of bittersweet, I guess, as a coach that he is, you know, he's carrying the load for you guys and giving you those extra yards, which you need. But at the same time, he's also coughing up the ball sometimes too. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's kind of a mixed bag there. Another young player, Demir Hutchinson, only a sophomore right now. Any college looks for him?
Yeah, no, he was, I believe he was at Penn State over the weekend. I know he went down to Old Dominion over the summer. So, yeah, he's getting looks. You know, just got to keep worrying about Sterling football right now, and then all that stuff will take care of itself.
He's got a long way to go. Mm-hmm. He's only a sophomore, but is it impressive to you guys that he's getting looks from Division I schools like Penn State and others? Or, I mean, it's only going to start – I mean, the mail's only going to start coming in a little bit more and more, especially after this year into his junior year and even into his senior year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's great. I want every kid to move on to the next level and do great things. You know, just right now, we just got to, you know, keep the eye on the prize and day by day get better and every game get better.
With Demir, his work ethic in practice and on, obviously on the field, we see a lot of that. But in practice, what is he focused on? Is he like one of the vocal leaders, or is he more of a, hey, I'm going to listen to what our captain Charles does, you know, tells us what, you know, what to do, and how is he in practice?
I would say he's a mix. He's still a sophomore at times. You know, you get ups and downs, but he for the most part, he works hard every day. He does a great job. You know, he really does.
C.J. Barrett, and we mentioned that he looked really composed in the pocket as a sophomore. It's one thing to be back there for 1 week and he looks really, really good, but back-to-back weeks looks really, really good back there. Completed a touchdown pass to Charles Naomi Carter and even looked good towards the end of that fourth quarter. You guys were trying to crawl back into that game. Looks really, really comfortable back there as only a sophomore.
Yeah, I mean, just got to keep doing it. We're still hoping to. But, yeah, he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job. He's always executing the plays that we're drawing up and we want him to do. So he's doing a good job of that.
Now, is he wearing one of those wrists sleeves that has all the play calls on it?
No.
Are you guys just calling him in from the sideline?
No, we don't do that. He comes to the sideline every play.
You guys haven't gotten to the point where you're holding up those giant cards with all those different icons on them or anything like that?
We're double wing. We don't do that. We're old school smash mouth football.
Towards the end of the game, you guys trying to crawl back into the game. Onside kick, Demir Hutchinson misses it by maybe a foot and a half on consecutive weeks on the fly. Mm-hmm. Got a great kick from your place kicker. and took a nice hop, and you guys almost came up with it in consecutive weeks. How often do you guys work on that play?
The kickers, actually not too often, but Christian Lutz has been doing a great job with the onside stuff. So I was fairly impressed. Our special teams have been pretty good so far.
Players that stood out to you and the coaching staff. Obviously, you look at the score sheet and you see Charles Naoni Carter, a couple touchdowns, C.J. Barrett, Demir Hutchinson, guys like that. Was there anybody that stood out to you guys, not only you but the rest of your coaching staff, that you guys evaluated and said, hey, you know what, so-and-so had a really, really good game? Anybody that stood out to you?
I think the O-line as a whole, and then the wingbacks, the Bays and Charles included, blocking. You know, you don't get over 260 yards on a back-to-back state champ without guys blocking up front, doing a good job. So I think just everybody up front, the O-line, you got Chris Wittenberg, you got Lamar Price. You know, those guys are doing a great job up front.
Last, and I will wrap this up on the Haddonfield part of things. Talk to us a little bit about Tommy Kadar. How much did he do it for Haddonfield? Did he do exactly what you expected him to do, or is this how do you think you guys did it containing him?
We always could do a better job defensively, you know, unless you shut the team out. But
it's a big kid.
Yeah, he's a big kid. We did pretty good, I thought, in the covering the pass. He didn't really hurt us there, but they hurt us running the ball with the quarterback. So, we made some mistakes, and we're going to keep correcting them.
So now you guys are in an 0-2 hole, similar to the Eagles, unfortunately. preview of Gateway coming up. Gateway has only played one game so far. They are coming off of a 20-0 shutout of Haddon Heights on the road to open up their season. What do you know about Gateway?
They seem, on film, they're pretty big up front. They look like they've been in the weight room. And they keep it simple, and they play their style of football. And coach over there is doing a great job.
Gateway, historically in the past, has had some struggles with their program getting numbers. The same guys are playing offense or playing defense, so by the time the third quarter rolls around, they are completely gassed. Mm-hmm. Their numbers have gotten better. Their team has gotten better. How do you guys prepare for Gateway tonight?
We just keep doing our same thing. We don't really change. You know, we have wrinkles. We have things, little minor things we will change or adjust. But we keep doing our same thing because, you know, that's the product we got, and that's the product that we're going to put out in the field.
How much of the scouting process goes into this? So they had 200-yard rushers in their opener in their win against Haddon Heights. You guys looking at film on Saturdays? Walk us through a little bit of that process of how you guys prep for a team coming into the next week.
We pretty much look at film. I'm looking at film all week. Little things to pick up, as far as calls on the field. But just basic preparation stuff. Preparing for them, they're like you said, 200-yard rushers. I think if I were them, I would just line up in their eye like they do and run power at us and see what happens, because we haven't done a great job at stopping the run so far.
First road game under the lights. Obviously, the home the opener for you guys was at Woodbury, rather, for a Saturday afternoon start. Any difference that you guys are going to prepare? I mean, obviously, you guys had the game last week under the lights at home, but now you're on the road, different setup. You got the bus ride. Anything you guys are doing to prepare for that one?
We're actually going to leave a little bit early because of the Pope visiting. That's really the only thing that's a little bit different. I hope the kids know it's Gateway. There's their home opener, so they're going to be a little pumped up. So we got to there's like a wave of emotion, so we got to fight through that initially.
Gateway has the turf field, something that not a lot of teams in South Jersey have, and I don't think Sterling plays another game on turf for the remainder of the season. How do you guys prepare and practice for turf as opposed to the grass field?
Nothing different. It's pretty much the same. I mean, the only thing that would bother them is if it was really hot and it really bothers the soles of your feet. But other than that, it's pretty much the same.
Standard, nothing, cleat change or anything like that?
Nah.
No athletic wear change or anything like that?
Nah.
All right. Keys to the game for tonight's game, both on offense, defense, and special teams. What are you guys looking to do?
Same stuff. Tackle and limit the turnovers. If we do those two things, we'll be fine.
Defensively, you guys have two 100-yard rushers that are coming off of pretty big games. They're rested. They've only played one game as opposed to you guys who have played two. Defensively, what are you guys looking at?
Secure the tackles and, do our assignments. We have lapses at times, different positions, and if we don't do things right, teams are going to capitalize on it.
And then finally, special teams. The big X factor for any football team is special teams. It could be the difference between winning a game and losing a game. Guys, looking good on special teams so far.
Yeah, we had to adjust a few things because they do things differently. But, I hope it's been a pleasant surprise on special teams. I hope we keep at it.
Speaking of special teams, I don't know if you saw this towards the end of the halftime, the kicker for Haddonfield coming out and booting 57-yard field goals and getting a nice round of applause. How valuable is it to have a kicker that can kick from long distance at high school, let alone college or even the pros?
Well, it's real nice, I think, in high school because not every team has it, so it could be it's an advantage over another team. So we have a kicker right now that we feel he's doing a great job kicking the ball.
And Christian Lutz, a junior, I believe.
Junior, yep.
Junior, so he's going to be back next year. Mm-hmm. There was a kicker a number of years ago, came off of the soccer team, decided not to play soccer and played football and was our place kicker and field goal kicker, did a great job with them. So, always looking for those that extra edge and the extra points and the field goals on special teams. So, Coach, I wish you the best of luck tonight against Gateway. Let's bring home that first W. All right, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show right here on Sterling High School Radio. I'm Rob Strauss. I'd like to thank Head Coach Dan Harris for joining us. Coming up shortly is going to be kickoff from Gateway. You're listening to Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this.